Everyone, I think it's 寝たい。Everyone again, hey, whoa!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ananta Koti Vaishnavini ki jai. His confounded Sarasvati Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prem se gaur Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasani Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gaur Gopinath Saimakunda Radhakunda Giri Gaur Vandan ki jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Sri Navadvipa Dham ki jai. Gangamayi ki jai. Jamunamayi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Tulsi Devi ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai. All glories to Samadhavagis. All glories to Samadhavagis. All glories to Samadhavagis. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga Nithaya Gaur Vimanande Hari Hari Gaur. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Uttale Sri Mati Bhaktivedanta Shamane Tanamane. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pucharane, Nivisvesha Sanyavadi, Prashkati Devi Tarane. Om Aganitam Yanandasyan, Dana Dana Salakaya, Chaksus Amalatan Zena Tasmaya Sri Gurave Nama. Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Zena Bhutale, Sayam Pakadamayam Dadati Sapanantikam. Mansa Papati Dasja, Pipa Sindhu Bay Visa, Petitanam, Faminavio, Vaishnavio, Namonima. Raghunath Das Goswami has a position in Krishna's eternal pastimes in Braja. He's a very intimate associate of Krishna. And when he came to this world, of course he doesn't really come to this world as we come to this material world. He doesn't touch it. Purusha prakati stohi bhunte prakati janaya karanam guna sangasya. Because of his desire, because in this world, due to ahankar, false ego, we desire to enjoy and exploit the material world. And what happens is guna sangasya, we simply become entangled in it. So Raghunath Das Goswami had no tendency to attempt to exploit the material world. And he was much happier because of that. Oh, the tendency to try to make a home, a situation of happiness in the material world, it is actually the source of our misery, in fact. So, Raghunath Das Goswami didn't have this tendency to exploit the material world because his tendency was to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to serve Sisi Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. His heart was on fire for this and this only. So he was the son of an extremely wealthy aristocratic Jamindar family, the Majumdars. His father was Govardhan and his uncle was Haranya. What does Haranya mean? Yes, a very appropriate name for these wealthy people. Raghunath had no desire whatsoever, again, to enjoy in this world. And he kept on running away from home. For what purpose? To go with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was in Jagannath Puri at that time. Mahaprabhu had already taken sannyas, and he was living in the Lakshavan. Jagannath Puri, Ladri. Every time he would run away from home, he was quite young. His father would send men and bring him back. And Raghunath Das would run away, and his father would send men and bring him back. Again and again and again, that happened. And then, as it so came to be, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Raghunath Puri because he had a deep desire to go to Vrindavan. Why did he have a deep desire to go to Vrindavan? Yes, because he was in the mood of a devotee. And the devotees love to go to Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan is surcharged with spiritual energy. It is actually the spiritual world, but with a thin covering. Very thin covering. Just like if you took a thin covering of cloth and put it over here even, in front of C.C. Vornitai. They would come through. They would pierce their forms. We would be able to see their forms even though we had a thin cloth in front of it. So similarly, when you're in Vrindavan, especially if you're an exalted, the most exalted of personages, Mahaprabhu, the atmosphere of Vrindavan just comes through so strongly. Indeed, when Mahaprabhu, before he went to Vrindavan, if you would just hear the name, the sound vibration of Vrindavan, he would go into ecstasy. What to speak of going there and being in touch with the dust of Vrindavan, the very dust that Krishna himself walked upon, in touch with his lotus feet. Yes. So Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan. Raise your hand if you've been to Vrindavan. Raise your hand if you want to go to Vrindavan. Yes, yes. Very good. We all should want to go to Vrindavan. But actually, one has to be in the right mood to go to Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu demonstrated that mood. But that's another story and pastime. So Mahaprabhu left for Vrindavan and he went to Navadvip first, and he performed pastimes there. And then he went to the home of Dhritacharya, and then he went to Ramakeli. And in Ramakeli, who did he see? Yes, Vipin Sanatan. And then he went back to Shantipur, to the home of Dhritacharya, where he stayed for how many days, Ravi? 10 days, yes, very good. 10 days Mahaprabhu was there. And Raghunath Das was staying in Sri Krishnapur, his place, which isn't far from there. It's on the other side of the Ganga, I believe. But it's not that far from there. So Raghunath Das said to his father, "Please let me go." And what do you think his Mahaprabhu was there at the house of Advaitacharya? And what do you think his father's mood was? Did he want him to go? No, but he said, "If you don't let me go, I will not be able to stay in my body." Tatra loyam apimulam ekamam. He was so greedy, intensely desiring to have the association of Mahaprabhu. But his father sent many people with him. And also he said, "But you come back quickly." And Raghunath Das said, and indeed he did. So when he got to see Mahaprabhu, Dhritacharya was very fond of him. So he gave him a lot of Mahaprabhu's prasadam. And also, did you ever have any of Mahaprabhu's prasadam? No? Well, tonight you'll get some. Don't worry. So he gave him lots of prasadam and got a chance to serve. This is what, it's amazing. When we want to go somewhere, or the tendency is always to go there to try to enjoy it. But when Raghunath Das went to see Mahaprabhu, he didn't even want to enjoy the association of Mahaprabhu. He wanted tremendous service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Advaitacharya allowed him that facility because his heart was so pure and he was so 100% sincere. So he had kept, so Mahaprabhu actually gave him some instructions. And he said, very interesting instructions. He said, oh, I've lost the place. Listen, this is right. For 7 days, Raghunath Das associated with Sri Chaitanya. I thought Mahaprabhu was there for 10 days. Why did Raghunath Das get to associate with him only for 7 days? Well, he either got there 3 days late or he left 3 days early. What do you think it was? You think it was possible for him to leave early? But somehow it took him some time to get there. So during, he was thinking, this whole, all during day and night he was thinking, how can I get myself free from these people who are watching me? How can I go to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he goes to Jagannath Puri? Do you think he asked Mahaprabhu that? No. But Mahaprabhu is omniscient. What does omniscient mean? He knows everything. So he spoke to Raghunath Das and said, be patient and return home. Don't act like a crazy fellow. By and by, you will be able to cross the ocean of material existence. You should not make yourself a showbottle devotee and become a false Makata Bharagya. Don't become a false renunciant. For the time being, enjoy the material world in a fitting way, but do not become attached to it. Because it's attachment. Attachment to the material world is born of passion. And the mode of passion or rajagun causes distress, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. So you can be in your position, but don't become attached. And listen to what he said next. The instruction that he next gave Raghunath. Because this is the instructions for householders, actually. Within your heart, all these points that he told are very important for those who are in the household life. Within your heart, you should keep yourself very faithful. Externally, you can behave like an ordinary man. But inside, you should keep yourself faithful to the lotus feet of Krishna. And then, if you act in this way, Krishna will soon be very pleased and he will deliver you from the clutches of Maya. You may see me at Nalachala, Jagannath Puri, when I return after visiting Vrindavan. At that time, you can teach him some trick to escape. What kind of means, how you will free yourself from material life, that will be revealed by Krishna. And if one has Krishna's mercy, no one can stop him. Krishna's mercy, of course, is distributed to everyone, yayatamam prapadyante. But it comes in its most fullest form to those who are most sincere about achieving the lotus feet of Krishna and getting shelter at Krishna's lotus feet and serving Krishna. Because we have a tendency in this world, even for devotees, to think, yes, I'm a devotee, and I want to something spiritual, but I also want this, and I also want that, and I also want this, and I also want that. So Krishna said, if you also want this, I will give you this. And if you also want that, I will give you that. But if you want me, I will give myself to you. It really depends on what we want. If we want rasa, we can have rasa. If we want prem, we can have prem. But if we want something of this world, we can also have that. So it's actually important, even though we may be mixed in our consciousness, unfortunately. But we should know in our heart of hearts what our deepest desire is. And we should keep that burning very brightly. And we should do what is required to keep that desire burning very brightly. Again, if one has Krishna's mercy, Mahaprabhu said, no one can check him. So, Raghunath Das went home. Mahaprabhu bade him farewell, and he went home. So maybe he did leave early, because if Mahaprabhu said, now it's time to go to your home, then it is time to go to your home. And he followed when he was in his home. He did exactly what Mahaprabhu said. He didn't keep running away. He acted as if he was interested in the materialistic life that his father and uncle were leading, landholders, and collecting taxes and making so much money. He acted outside in a very responsible way, but inside, only one desire burned in his heart, and that was to attain the shelter and service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he would try to, after some time, he tried to run away. And again he was caught and brought back. And he tried to run away again. And again he was caught and brought back. But then he understood that something is missing from my attempt to attain the shelter of Mahaprabhu, to attain my spiritual desire. There is something missing. And that something was not actually something, it was someone. And that someone was Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu was very close to where he was staying. Sri Krishnapur, just across the Ganga, very close, in Panihati. And you know what Nityananda Prabhu was doing there? What he was doing? He was doing kirtan, and he was preaching, and he had an amazing way of preaching. He would go into ecstasy, chanting the names of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He would roll on the ground. Nityananda Prabhu was so powerful that whoever saw him, what to speak of, touched him or Nityananda Prabhu glanced upon him, his heart would melt. And he could not resist the sweetness of becoming a devotee. Vaishnava. So Nityananda Prabhu was in Panihati, and he decided that Raghunath Das decided that he wanted to go and get the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, because if one has the blessings of Nittai, then his spiritual life will be successful. Sri Guru. By the mercy of Sri Guru, Nityananda Prabhu, one can get the mercy of Gauranga. So therefore all spiritual masters in the Gaudiya tradition are representatives of Nityananda Prabhu or Srimati Radharani, seen in either of those two lights. So Raghunath Das, of course his father, his father was a little more relaxed with him now, and he was even married at that time. And he went in a palanquin across across to the Ganga. Why didn't he take the pelican across the water? Because it would have sunk, of course. He went by boat, a lot more practical. And then on the other side of the Ganga was just Panihati. Raise your hand if you've been to Panihati. Oh, so nice there. Voila.
I actually was in a so poor corner of that area, but that's why I didn't know about Panihati actually.
But now you know.
Yeah.
Now you know.
I can think about that area of Panihati now.
But you, can you think about the wonderful tree that's there?
Yeah.
Okay. Then that's very good. It's such a wonderful tree. And at that time when Raghunath Das got there, sitting under that wonderful tree was whom? Who was sitting under the tree? Nityananda Prabhu on a platform. And Nityananda Prabhu saw Raghunath Das in the distance. And Nityananda Prabhu was surrounded by all his associates at that time. And Nityananda Prabhu and Raghunath wouldn't come close to him. Why? He was shy. He was humble and shy. We would think, I'm going to walk right up and I'm going to say, give me blessings. Right here. But it doesn't quite work like that. One has to attract the mercy. Because this mercy is ahituki, it is cosmos. One has to attract it. One has to have the proper heart, the proper consciousness. And that was Raghunath Das Goswami's expertise, having the right consciousness. So he stayed away. And Nityananda Prabhu told him to come. Now, yeah, it's starting to work already. We usually try to force our way in. And then we get that. But when Nityananda Prabhu calls for you, then it makes it a lot easier to get entrance. But still Raghunath Das wouldn't come. It wasn't a premeditated plan, but he was humble and shy. And then Nityananda Prabhu thought, oh. He thought, this person is a thief. Clearly he's a thief, because a thief stays far away and makes his plans. Indeed, in some ways, Raghunath Das was a thief. It's true. But anyway, the pastime begins. This is in Panihati. Nityananda Prabhu called him, but Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then Nityananda Prabhu forcibly caught him, and he placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head. Now what perfection will follow this? We shall hear. Nityananda Prabhu was by nature very merciful, and he was very funny too. And being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows. It was also funny. You are just like a thief. For instead of coming near, you stay away at a distant place. But now I have captured you, and I shall punish you. And what is the punishment? You should make a festival and feed all of my associates, because this time of the year, is it very cold in Panihati, like it's cold in Perth? Or is it very warm? It is, not only it is warm, it is too warm. Yes. It is so warm there. And Nityananda Prabhu said, you should have feed all my associates yogurt and chipped rice, because these preparations are very cooling. And the Ganga, very big, is flowing nearby, and it is also very cooling. And hearing that Nityananda Prabhu had ordered him in a funny way and in a merciful way to make this festival of yogurt and chipped rice, Raghunath Das was very
happy.
He was so happy. to get some special service from this guy. So immediately, he sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of foods and to bring them back. He bought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats, sugar, bananas, and other foods, and he placed them everywhere. But as soon as all the nearby people heard that a festival was being held, all the Brahmins and all the others, innumerable people, started coming. And seeing the crowds increasing, and he had just bought a certain amount of food for everyone, do you think Raghunath Das said, "I'm sorry, there's only enough food for 27 people, the rest of you will have to go"? Do you think he said that? No, he didn't. And do you think Nityananda Prabhu, was that his mood either? No, Nitya's mood is just distributing, distributing, distributing. So seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das arranged to get more food from other villages, and he also brought 200 to 400 large, round earthen pots big enough to place you in, and you, and you. Maybe not so big. So, and then he also obtained 5 or 7 especially large, or even bigger than those. And he, in each pot, a brahmana began soaking chipped rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. And there is the key. There is the key. Raghunath Das was doing this for one purpose only. It was for the satisfaction of Nityananda Prabhu. That is called love. Krishnendriya Priti, to satisfy Krishna, not selfish. In one place, chipped rice was soaked in hot milk in each of the large pots. Then half the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. The other half was mixed with condensed milk, sweet, and a special type of banana called champakala. Then sugar, ghee, and camphor were added. And after Nityananda Prabhu had changed his cloth, bathed in the Ganga, and he changed his clothes for a new set, and he sat on a round, a raised platform by this wonderful tree, onion tree, the Brahmins brought before him 7 huge pots of chipped rice. And on that platform, all the most important associates of Nityananda Prabhu, as well as all other important men, they sat down in a circle surrounding Nittai. Ramdas, Sundarananda, Gadhar Das, Murari, Kamalakara, Sadashiva, Parandara, Dhananjaya, Jagadish, Parameshwar Das, Gauri Das, and Hare Krishna Das were also there. Uttaran Datta Thakur, he was there. He lived in the same village as Raghunath Das. And he was there. And Nityananda Prabhu had visited his house. And Mahaprabhu had visited his house. And he was there. Everyone. And so many personal associates. So many lovers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so many lovers of Nityananda Prabhu. They sat on the raised platform. There were so many that no one could even count how many there were. So hearing about the festival was growing. All kinds of learned scholars, Brahmins, and priests went there. And Lord Nityananda, do you think he said, "I'm sorry, you are learned scholars and priests, go away. I'm sorry, we don't have enough food"? No! How did he treat them? Yes, with honor. And he made them sit on the raised platform, and they would say, no, we'll sit up. No, you must come and sit here. No, yes, you must come and sit here. So everyone, all these countless number of people were offered 2 earthen pots. One was chipped rice with condensed milk, and the other chipped rice with yogurt. So one was yogurt and one was sweet. All the other people sat in groups around the platform. No one could count how many people were there. Each and every one of them was supplied with two earthen pots. In one earthen pot there was chipped rice and in the other, chipped rice and condensed milk. Soaked in condensed milk. There were so many people that some of the Brahmins could not get a place on the platform and went to the bank of the Ganga with their two earthen pots and they soaked their chipped rice there. Others, it was so crowded on the bank even that there was no room there. And people, respectable people, got into the Ganga because there was no place to sit. And they began eating their two kinds of chipped rice. One was chipped rice mixed with
yogurt.
And the other? Yes. Some on the platform sat, some on the base of the platform, some on the bank of the Ganga, and there were no mobile phones at that time. 20 people were engaged distributing food for prasadam. And at that time, Raghava Pandit, who lives in Panihati, he arrived there. And he was very surprised to see this big festival that Nityananda Prabhu had called. And everyone was so happy and jovial and eating chipped rice mixed with condensed milk. And everyone was laughing. There were so many people and so happy. And he became surprised. And he became so happy. And he went to Nityananda Prabhu and said that because he was feeding Nityananda Prabhu was taking prasadam at his house every day. And he said, I cooked for you, but now you've held a festival here, and the food is just in my house. The prasadam is just in my house. I've offered it to my deities. And Nityananda Prabhu said, yes, tonight I'll take that. But now you should take two pots yourself. You should sit here, and you should take one pot full of chipped rice mixed with, and the other, two anyway, which hand we don't know. Because he said, Nityananda Prabhu said something very cute to Bhagavad Pandit. I'll take the food in your home at night. And why am I enjoying this so much? Because I belong to the community of cowherd boys. And therefore, I generally have many cowherd boy associates with me. And I'm happy when we can eat together in a picnic like this by the sandy bank of a river. And what river was he thinking of? Yamuna, yes. So then Nityananda Prabhu sat down and Raghava Pandit sat down and everyone was given the chipped rice. Then Nityananda Prabhu began to meditate. Began to think about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by his power, Mahaprabhu could never resist coming when Nityananda Prabhu was dancing or when he was calling him in his meditation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And when he arrived, Nityananda Prabhu just stood up. And then together they looked around and saw how everyone was enjoying the festival. And from each pot, there were the big pots, Nityananda Prabhu took one morsel of chipped rice and he pushed it into the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a joke. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did the same. He took food and he pushed it into the mouth of Nityananda and he laughed. But no one, or only a few people could see that Mahaprabhu had actually come. But they were seeing the son of Nityananda walking around. And no one could understand what Nityananda Prabhu was doing. He was picking up rice and putting it somewhere. And suddenly, chipped rice was in his mouth. Some, those who were the most fortunate, they could see that Mahaprabhu was actually present. Then Nityananda Prabhu sat down and he smiled. On his right side, he kept four pots of chipped rice that were not double-boiled rice, it said specifically. And he offered Mahaprabhu a place to sit, and the two brothers began to eat the chipped rice. And they were so happy. They were so ecstatic to be having a picnic right next to which river? The Ganga. And they were thinking, oh, we're with all our friends right by the Yamuna, just like thousands of years ago, Krishna and Balaram. So Nityananda Prabhu then ordered the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, all of you eat, and as you're eating, you should chant, Hari, 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 Go! And that sound filled the entire universe. And as they were chanting the names of Krishna, while they were eating, they all remembered how Krishna and Balaram, with their companions, the coward boys, sat and ate on the bank of the Jamuna. So, how happy Raghunath Das must have been. Please consider how happy Raghunath Das must have been, because Nityananda Prabhu had ordered him to make a festival, and indeed he made a festival, and the festival that he made was so pleasing, everyone was so happy, and Nityananda Prabhu was so happy that he called Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were so happy. So how happy Raghunath Das must have been that his festival was so successful, because the purpose of the festival was to please Nittai. So that was his good fortune. So then all the shopkeepers from the nearby villages heard that a festival was being held in Panihati, and they set up little shops everywhere, and Raghunath Das bought everything from their shops. How did they feel when he did that? They were so happy. And then he fed them the same food that he had just bought from them. And how did they feel about that? They were even more happy. Then, Raghunath Das paid them properly for everything too. He didn't even try to get a good deal from them. So everyone was so happy, and everyone, the mood was so funny because Nityananda Prabhu was so funny, and everyone was eating chipped rice, yogurt, and bananas. So after Nityananda Prabhu finished eating, what do you think he did first thing? I've asked such a difficult question. What is the first thing you do? Yes. Wash his hands and his mouth also. And then he took the four pots of food that were right next to him that he had eaten from and Mahaprabhu had eaten from. And what do you think he did with those four pots? He gave them to Raghunath Das. He gave that Mahaprasada. And what do you think? Anyway, they distributed this Mahaprasada. And a Brahmin came with flower garlands and gave it to Nityananda Prabhu and betel nuts. And Nityananda Prabhu was very happy. And he distributed with his own hands to all the devotees flower garlands. And then Raghunath Das, he ate some of the Mahaprasada that Nityananda Prabhu had given him. And then he distributed the rest amongst his own associates. What do you think about that? His own associates were his servants, and he gave them the Mahaprasadam that Mahaprabhu and Nityananda had eaten. So they were so ecstatic to have that. That meant, like Narada Muni, one time, even with permission, he took a little bit of food that was stuck to the pot of the Bhaktivedantas, and all his sins were removed. And when one's sins are removed, one becomes happy. So what is it? So this food that Mahaprabhu and Nityananda had eaten, it was so powerful, this Mahaprasadam. So they were was distributed amongst Raghunath Das's associates. So Nityananda Prabhu rested for the day. When the day ended, he went to the temple of Raghunath, of Raghava Pandit, and began to chant the holy name of the Lord. And when he was dancing, no one could describe his dancing. It was so amazing and powerful. And Chaitanya Prabhu again always came to wherever Nityananda Prabhu danced. So Mahaprabhu also came. These two persons were dancing as they chanted Krishna's holy names again and again with the devotees. It was so ecstatic. Mahaprabhu caused the bliss of Vrindavan and Vaikuntha to descend with the chanting of Krishna's holy names. So then Raghava Pandit said, "Please Nitai, please take prasadam." And Mahaprabhu also sat down and took prasadam. Now, the next day, and Raghava Pandit also gave the remnants of that food to Raghunath Das. Everyone loved Raghunath Das so much. This is the dealings amongst the devotees. There is such a mood of wanting the others to benefit. The kind of greediness that's there, it's overwhelmed by wishing the other devotees who are sincerely serving to advance. So Raghava Pandit also gave Raghunath Das. So Nityananda Prabhu and Raghava Pandit gave Raghunath Das the Mahaprasadam that had been eaten by Nityananda and Mahaprabhu. Then, the next morning, after taking his bath in the Ganga, Nityananda Prabhu sat down with his associates beneath the same tree under which he had previously sat. And Raghunath Das went there and worshipped Lord Nityananda's feet. And through Raghava Pandit, he submitted his desire. And this is what he said to Nitai. I am the lowest of men, the most sinful. I am the most fallen and the most condemned. And here I am thinking I'm the best of men. I'm so wonderful. I do this well, I do that well. And listen how Raghunath Das, who was the most exalted of persons, listen to how he was thinking about himself. He said, despite my lowly condition, nevertheless, I desire to attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm like a dwarf who wants to capture the moon. I have tried my best again and again so many times to attain the shelter of Mahaprabhu, but I have never been successful. Every time I tried to go away and give up my relationship with my home, my father and mother, they keep me bound. And I know that no one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy. But if you are merciful, even the lowest of men can attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although I'm so unfit, and I'm even afraid to submit my plea to you, I nevertheless request you, sir, please be especially merciful to me by granting me the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Place your feet on my head and give me that benediction. Please benedict me that I can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without difficulty. I pray only for this benediction. And after hearing this appeal by Raghunath Das, this was all that he actually desired. Nothing else neither subtle or gross. This is all he wanted. He wanted to obtain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu, after hearing this, he spoke so all the devotees could hear. And this is what he said. Raghunath Das's standard of material happiness is equal to that of Indra, who is the king of God. But because of the mercy bestowed upon him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already, although he's situated in the highest material happiness, he does not care for it at all. Therefore, all the devotees, and Nityananda then turned to all the devotees who were surrounding him, let every one of you be merciful towards him. Let every one of you give him the benediction that he may very soon attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who experiences, this is what Nittai said, one who experiences the fragrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna does not value even the slightest standards of happiness available in Brahmaloka, the topmost planet. What to speak of heaven? Then Nityananda Prabhu called Raghunath Das. Very close. Very close. And then he placed his lotus feet upon his head and began to speak. My dear Raghunath Das, since you arranged this feast on the bank of the Ganga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here just to show you mercy. And by his causeless mercy, he ate the chipped rice and the milk. Then, after seeing the dancing of the devotees at night, he took supper. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Brahmahari came here, and personally he came here to deliver you. Now, you can rest assured that all the impediments meant for your abundance, all the obstacles that had bound you tightly to materialistic life, you should know that they are gone. Isn't it interesting that he, Raghunath Das, asked Nityananda Prabhu for mercy, and what did Nityananda Prabhu give him? He said two things. First, he said all the devotees should bless him. And then he said, Mahaprabhu has already blessed you by his coming. Did he say, yes, I will give you my mercy? He didn't say that. But actually, he was giving his full mercy. He was calling forward a blessing from all the Vaishnavas upon Raghunath Das. That was his mercy. And all the Vaishnavas were so pleased with Raghunath Das because of Raghunath Das's serving mood, his humility, his detachment, and his desire to please all the devotees. And Mahaprabhu benedicted Raghunath Das and came. Of course, he had so much affection for Raghunath Das, but because he wanted to please Nityananda Prabhu. So Mahaprabhu continued. Nityananda Prabhu continued, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will accept you, and he will place you under the charge of his secretary, whose name is, you will then become one of the most confidential internal servants, and you will attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Be assured of all this. Now return to your home. Very soon, without any obstacles, with no impediments, you will attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda had Raghunath Das blessed by all the devotees, and Raghunath Das, in full humility, offered respects at their lotus feet. And after taking leave of Nityananda Prabhu and the other Vaishnavas, Raghunath Das consulted secretly with Raghava Pandit. He wanted to do some more service for the devotees. He wasn't thinking, well, now I got what I want, I'm going home. No, what he wanted was service. So he had some more service that he wanted to do. So after consulting with Raghava Pandit, he secretly delivered 100 gold coins and about 7 tolas. How much is a tola? I used to know, but I can't remember, of gold. 10 grams is a tola. And how much is 10 grams? I mean,
1 tenth
of
something.
100. So, 100 gold coins and 7 tolas. So that means 70. 7 tolas, 70 grams. Yes? Of gold. That means not a kilo, but a little less than a kilo of gold into the hand of Nityananda Prabhu's treasurer. Raghunath Das said to the treasurer, do not tell this to Nityananda Prabhu now, but when he returns home, kindly inform him about this presentation. Thereupon, Raghunath Pandit took Raghunath Das to his home. After inducing him to see the deity, he gave Raghunath Das a garland and sandalwood pulp. He gave him a large quantity of prasadam to eat on his way home. And then Raghunath Das again spoke to Raghava Pandit. I want to give money just to worship the lotus feet of all the great devotees, servants, and subservants of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. As you think fit, give 20, 15, 12, 10, or 5 coins to each one of the devotees. Don't forget anyone. Raghunath Das drew up an account of the amount to be given, and he submitted it to Raghava Pandit, who then made up a list showing how much money was to be paid to each and every devotee. And with great humility, thinking it was his fortune to be able to serve the devotees by donating in charity, Raghunath Das placed 100 gold coins and about 2 tolas of gold before Raghava Pandit for all the other devotees. And after taking the dust from the feet of Raghava Pandit, Raghunath Das returned to his home and feeling greatly obliged to Lord Nityananda because he had received his merciful benediction. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Panihati festival ki jai.
I'd like to thank Prabhu for refreshing our minds and soothing our hearts with such a wonderful narration of the Lord's pastime. And of course, his deep understanding of these pastimes. So let's please give him a round of applause.
Please not.